Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
Welcome to Day 49 of Joshua, Volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is An Altar of Witness. Charles Stanley said, "From Genesis to Revelation, here is the central message. God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the Triune God, is in control of all things." Period. Our text today is Joshua 22, 32 through 34. Then Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, and the chiefs return from the people of Reuben and the people of Gad in the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the people of Israel, and brought back word to them. And the report was good in the eyes of the people of Israel. And the people of Israel blessed God and spoke no more of making war against them to destroy the land where the people of Reuben and the people of Gad were settled. The people of Reuben and the people of Gad called the altar Witness. For, they said, it is a witness between us that the Lord is God. Christians should be a witness of the name they bear. Paul urges believers in Romans 12:1 with these words, "I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship." As Christians, we place our lives on the altar and submit ourselves to the Lordship of Christ. It should be easy for the lost world to see Christ in us if we have presented ourselves as a living sacrifice on the altar of His grace. Lissa Ray Beale, in Joshua, the Story of God Bible Commentary, shares the following insight into the conclusion of Joshua 22. Throughout the narrative, the tension between Eastern and Western tribes has been overtly attested and covertly suggested. As the chapter concludes, that tension remains. The delegation returns to Canaan, leaving the Reubenites and Gadites in Gilead. The dividing line of the Jordan remains intact. War is averted and the Westerners praise God, but the final line of the narrative returns to the altar. It's named by the Easterners, "A witness between us, that the Lord is God." It's both a hopeful and ominous ending. The hope that Beale discusses has to do with the testimony of the altar. The hope is that the Reubenites and the Gadites will continue to worship the Lord with the same sincere motive with which they originally built the altar. Another hope is that the tribes from both sides of the Jordan River will worship the one true living God. Beale also says that the altar's name was an ominous ending. The altar was built because these tribes had isolated themselves away from the other tribes. This altar might be a foreshadowing of future division because it stood at the dividing boundary of the Jordan River. Perhaps it was a faithful picture of a marker of compromise. This altar would be a witness to the tribe's downfall rather than their deliverer. When the altar was named, it was still up for debate whether they would live up to its name. What would this altar become if it served as a true witness that the Lord is God? It would be a silent statement that reminded every Israelite who passed by that the Lord is God. It wouldn't matter which direction they traveled or which side of the boundary line they lived on. If it were a true witness that the Lord is God, it would symbolize the bond that unites all Israel as one nation. This altar would be a testimony to their devotion to one God that cannot be divided by a river of division. May our lives be a reliable witness to who God really is. May the following statements from Billy Graham encourage you to make your life an altar that declares the Lord is God. The greatest way to witness is through the life you live. Let the radiance of your Christian life be such that it will make others ask questions about your faith. Be a good witness by the way you live. The way we live is often more convincing than the words we say. When brothers and sisters in Christ unite in the common bond of the Word of God and prayer, they are strengthened in their faith and witness. Consider these questions. How is your life a living sacrifice? If your life is to be a true witness that the Lord is God, what needs to change? The Jordan River divided the nation. 2.5 tribes settled on one side of that dividing line, just outside of the promised land that God had promised them. What divides you from a life of receiving God's promise best for you? Pray with me now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your word. Teach us what it means to be a living sacrifice so that we can be a witness that you are God. In Christ's name, amen.